February 15, in the sunlight of the cross, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Hebrews 12:2. The cross speaks life and not death to the soul that believes in Jesus. Welcome the precious life-giving rays that shine from the cross of Calvary. Reach up for the blessing. Believe for the blessing. Walk not in the shadow of the cross. Do not give expression to weeping, lamentation, and woe, but encourage your soul to hope and joy. The cross points upward to a living Savior who is your advocate and is pleading in your behalf. When you are deeply shadowed, it is because Satan has interposed himself between you and the bright rays of the Son of Righteousness. I have indeed been halting under the shadow of the cross. It is not a common thing for me to be overpowered and to suffer so much depression of spirits as I have suffered for the last few months. I would not be found to trifle with my own soul and thus trifle with my Savior. I would not teach that Jesus is risen from the tomb and that he is ascended on high to make intercession for us before the Father unless I carry out my teachings by practice and belief in him for his salvation, casting my helpless soul upon Jesus for his grace, for righteousness, for peace and love. I must trust in him irrespective of the changes of my emotional atmosphere. I must show forth the praises of him who has called me out of darkness into his marvelous light. My heart must be steadfast in Christ, my Savior, beholding his love and gracious goodness. I must not trust him now and then, but always, that I may manifest the results of abiding in him who has bought me with his precious blood. We must learn to believe the promises, to have an abiding faith. Let us live in the sunlight of the cross of Calvary. Let us no longer dwell in the shadow, complaining of our sorrows, for this only deepens our trouble. Let us never forget, even when we walk in the valley, that Christ is as much with us when we walk trustingly there as when we are on the mountaintop.